Thank you for calling customer service. Bernie that speaking. How may I help you?
Well, I was calling about the iPad Pro that I was supposed to have won or the iPhone I was supposed to have won. I sent the money 3 different times and I haven't gotten nothing.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
42303.
One moment, please. What's your name?
Sandra Elliott.
Is Elliott on the zip code 42303? I do not see a your name, Elliott.
I have done this over and over again, and it's came out all 3 times it's come out of my checking account.
Okay, well, let me see if I can locate an account for you first, ma'am. What's the last 4 digits of the card that was used?
Well, I ain't for sure about the first time. It's been so long because I don't have that card anymore, and I ain't for sure if this is a card number or not, but I'll give you one of them.
Would it have been under another name in the household, ma'am?
Nope. I'm the only person. Hold on a second. The one card would have been, I think I still got that card, old card. Maybe this one. Last 4 digits would have been 2639, maybe, I don't know. And the other one.
What's your name again, ma'am?
Sandra Elliott. I got one card, 5219. I don't know if that's the right number or either one of them because they've both been changed. I'd have to look up my voucher, my bank report.
Ma'am, I'm not locating. Let's try it by the name. I'm not finding it by zip code, not finding it by the last 4 digits. Your first name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. And
yes.
The last name is Elliott, E-L-L-I-T-T?
Yes.
L-I-O-T-T?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Elliott, will you verify your address for me, please?
Well, right now it's 2912 Legion Park Drive, Owensboro, Kentucky, 42301. But the other, I got another address that might have came out of it.
Which would have been?
Which was, crap. I'm going to have to look that up. As
back in November, does Lock Street ring a bell, ma'am?
This past November, it's Legion.
No, I said that Lark Street, 7000.
No, I've never lived on Lark Street.
Well, this is a different Sandra Elliott then, so this is not who I need to verify.
It would have been Legion Park Drive or Crabtree, 16 Crabtree.
What's your email address, ma'am?
It's Sandra, it's all lower, SandraElliott09@gmail.com.
No, this is not you.
Well, can you look it up under that? Because that's the only email I've ever had.
So it's Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A.
E-L-L-I-O-T-T, 09@gmail.com.
Ma'am, I'm not finding an account under S-A-N-D-R-A-E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Is it 2 T's?
Yes.
Not able to locate an account under there. Let me see here. Let me try something else here. Nope, not there.
Comes out, Spectrum is the one sending me the, I don't know if y'all deal with more than one company. Spectrum's the one I got it through.
Yes, ma'am, but I'm the transaction center. I was trying, I'm needing to locate the transaction was done, but I don't see a transaction at all.
Well, I'm going to look up my bank statements and I'll be calling y'all back. I don't care if it is just a dollar coming out each time. The point being, a deal is a deal.
I understand, ma'am. I'm not able to locate the account. So if I could, I'll be able to assist you, but I really don't, I'm not speaking on anything. I don't have the account before me.
You should be able to get it through my checking account then.
What's your phone number, ma'am? Let me try one other effort here, please.
It's 270-570-6978.
One moment, please.
And I have another phone number the other one would have been under.
No, ma'am, it's not under that number. What's the other number?
270-485-0337.
No, ma'am, I'm not finding another account. I'm not finding an account for you.
All right. Well, I'll just get my bank statements out and see where it was taken out, the dollar was taken out each time, and I'll call y'all back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.